This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you've won two tickets to see Tom Papa. It's the Good Stuff Tour Live special taping, Saturday, June 15th, Warner Theater in the District. Two shows that night, 7 and 9:30 for tickets. And more event information, go to thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Congrats to the winner. Got to be caller 10 dialing right now. If you want tickets to Old Glory DC Rugby, we've got those in 1 hour at 4 o'clock today. Kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They are the official show sponsor for us at G&D. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. On the BetQL guest hotline, we find our buddy Trevor Sigma of Pro Football Focus. Does an amazing job breaking down the draft, talking all things NFL for them. He's very handsome. He's got lovely hair.
Outstanding hair.
Trevor, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
I appreciate it, guys. Especially with an intro like that, I appreciate it. Thanks for it's always good to be with y'all.
The Commanders have been very busy. Their GM, who's very handsome and has great hair as well, Adam Peters, has signed 12 free agents from outside the building. Their 13th deal today came with one of their own, All-Pro special teams cover man Jeremy Reeves. But I'm curious to get your take on how you feel about the Peters haul so far. They're shopping in kind of the middle and lower tiers of free agency.
Yeah, but I think it's a lot of solid deals. I really do. Like, I think Frankie Luvu is a heck of a player. I like the Tyler Biotis add, even with some guys on the interior that you might like for depth. I mean, Austin Eckler, I think this is a really team-friendly deal as well. You bring in Marcus Mariota for some insurance. You're not sure exactly what you're going to do at quarterback, holding the number two overall selection. You know, maybe that means that Sam Howell could be traded elsewhere because, hey, you know, maybe they didn't want a situation where Howell played decent at times last year. Did they want to bring in a rookie quarterback and have some pressure with him and the guy who played last year? Well, now this maybe frees you up to trade him, get a draft asset. You're signing a veteran so that guy can start right away if the number two overall pick isn't quite ready. So I like that move as well. I like the Jeremy Chinn move too. You know, Dan Quinn, you know, getting to work with a guy who is as versatile as Jeremy Chinn, I think that that's a really solid pairing. And so this is something that I've really enjoyed their class. Like you said, it's not these huge splash players, but I feel like it's guys that really allow them to get the, I think, right identity for the depth players, the core players, right? Anytime you have a major regime change, I think that's the part that goes underrated. It is getting these middle-of-the-pack guys, these depth guys, the players that are going to round out the roster, are they to the liking, especially their specialized skill set, to the new coaching staff? And so that's what I feel as though this free agency class is doing for Washington. It's allowing them to take some bigger swings when it comes to the draft, and obviously no bigger one than the one that they have at number two overall.
Trevor, what does Austin Eckler have left, and how is he best used?
Yeah, I think he's got plenty left. I really do. Like, I don't think that this guy is just about to fall off a cliff. And he's best used when he is that, I think, utility back out of the backfield. You know, I wasn't sure if he was going to be somebody who was going to be able to carry the load as a workhorse back, if you will, moving forward throughout his career. But I like the idea of him getting to be a change of pace back, a really nice receiving back, an option out of the backfield. Because the thing with Austin Eckler is he's somebody that you always have to be accounted for. And so even though, again, like I said, he was certainly a couple of years ago looking for that massive contract, that RB1 type of a contract. He didn't get that, and obviously last year wasn't great with the Chargers overall, but I still think that this is a good opportunity for him. Whether or not you're getting, you know, if you're getting the Austin Eckler from a couple of years ago, the heavy volume, heavy usage, then all right, it's one heck of a deal. But even if you're not getting that, even if it's more of a committee approach with him being involved there, it's worth it because he gives you that sort of experience, skill set, especially how he benefits the passing game.
Does the Marcus Mariota addition spell doom for Howell in D.C., do you think?
Yeah, that was honestly my first thought. You know, some people, I saw the news and they were like, oh, this means that they're going to take Jaden Daniels, number two overall. Well, one, I think that's a little insulting to how mobile Drake May is as well, because I think that that little mobility there, it's not like Marcus Mariota right now is the Marcus Mariota that we saw winning a Heisman Trophy at Oregon. You know, this guy's not taking off to run all the time. And so I didn't believe that that was the biggest reaction that should have been had from the Mariota signing. In fact, I go to what you just asked that question. I think that this more says Sam Howell's probably on his way out, right? I don't think this is a situation where they go, oh, we've got Mariota now. We've got Sam Howell. We don't have to pick at number two overall. We can trade back if we want. Obviously, that is still on the table for them. I don't think that they're going to go that direction. And in fact, I think what's going to end up happening is they're going to take a quarterback at number two overall. They have Mariota to be that veteran backup or maybe the player to start for them right away. And I think once we get closer to the season, one of those teams that needs to go out and get a quarterback, you know, if a training camp injury happens or if a quarterback battle isn't going the way that they think, I think that's where you probably see how end up getting dealt.
Trevor Sekhamu with us here on G&D of PFF. Let's go to the Biotis signing. I really liked it. It sounds like just like you did. I wonder how that fits with what Kingsbury wants to do, and maybe by extension, what do you think Kingsbury wants to do? Like, he's been very clear that, no, it's not the air raid, but it kind of is, bro. Like, I'm a little bit hazy on that, but how do you think Biotis fits with that scheme?
Yeah, I mean, I just think he's a really good experienced center overall, right? And so when you look at the rest of the guys that they have in there, I actually had them mock the center in one of my mock drafts. I think it was in the third round that somebody pointed out. It's like, no, they've got Ricky Stromberg, who they like, and, you know, he's somebody that's going to be the center eventually. And I think Ricky can be a versatile in-depth interior deep air offensive lineman, but I didn't think that it really was going to hold them back from either drafting a center that they really liked if they had the opportunity to in this draft, or, like what just happened, they go out and get a free agent. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure how this is going to impact necessarily what Cliff Kingsbury is going to run, because I'm in the same boat as you guys. I'm wondering what kind of offense this is going to be for him, because, you know, he kind of had his crack at things when he was a head coach and he had total control. And there were times when it was very successful out in Arizona, but obviously it wasn't successful to the level that they needed it to be. And I wonder how much that changes things for him. You know, is he going to be more of an offense that likes to get lighter offensive linemen and get guys on their feet? You know, it's a lot of zone blocking stuff. It's a lot of things to the sideline. Is he going to have his offensive linemen try to run and chase when it comes to these RPOs, these screens, things like that? And so I just wonder, to me, the question becomes, what do you want your offensive linemen to do in the run blocking game? And then, of course, in the quick game as well, because there are offensive linemen that are a lot more powerful, you know, guys who can go more north to south, more man blocking, gap blocking kind of schemes. And, you know, sometimes when you look at those spread offenses, it's different, right? They want their offensive lineman to be able to get on the hoof, get out into space. They want any of their guys on the interior to be able to pull at any time for counters and lead blocking. So I'm just very curious as to what that is going to look like in Washington, because it sounds like it's going to be a little bit different, but in which ways in particular are going to be a little bit different. So I wouldn't be able to answer that question right now. I just think that Biotis is a good, solid veteran setter that I think is going to be good for whatever they're looking for.
PFF's Trevor Sekhamu, one of their draft experts. And you know, you can hear he can spin the ball on all things NFL. I want to get to the number two pick, though. Help this make sense for me, okay? Because I'm coming into this with a little bias. I think everybody thinks I'm out on Jaden Daniels, which is not the case. I like Jaden Daniels. I could get behind that. Watching all of the quarterbacks at the top of the board, I just can't figure out why Drake May isn't the obvious number two. So please help me with that.
look, I would love to fight you on the other side and play devil's advocate, but I feel like I'm in the trenches with you trying to defend Drake May at this point. You know, we just produced the first version of the PFF draft guide, which you can go get over at pff.com. And in it, we've got 150 prospects and all the scouting reports, the trait breakdowns, all that good stuff. So I've watched a lot of tape on these players. And as of recently, before we put out the draft guide, I went back and I watched a few more games, especially of the quarterbacks, because I wanted my analysis to really reflect what I was thinking and how I view these guys, because that was around the time that we started to hear the whispers of Jaden Daniels maybe being QB2 in this class, you know, J.J. McCarthy kind of coming up. And I was like, man, did I miss something with Drake May? After the film review for a lot of those quarterbacks, I very clearly came away with Caleb Williams at number one, and I very clearly came away with Drake May at number two. I would be taking Drake May number two, and I wouldn't be thinking twice about it if I was Washington. This dude is awesome. Over the last 2 years, no quarterback in college football has had more big-time throws than him. He's not afraid to go over the middle of the field, which you can't say for Jaden Daniels. For as great as Jaden Daniels is, this offense that he played in last year did not ask him to go over the middle of the field very often. And when it did, you could tell he didn't have that same comfort level and confidence that he had throwing to the sideline, throwing those go balls, the slot fades, the out routes, things like that. Very comfortable doing that to the sideline. But attacking over the middle, you've got to be able to do it at the NFL level. And Drake May and J.J. McCarthy are the two quarterbacks who really stand out in that area in this class when it comes to the experience and the production. And so I just think the arm talent as well. I mean, he's got, to me, one of the best arms in the class. I mean, I know Joe Milton's got a crazy strong arm, but it's, you know, it's a howitzer and it's inaccurate. So it's hard to even say that he's got the best arm talent in the class. I look at Caleb Williams and Drake May, and I think that those two dudes stand out. I really do. I think that his film is fantastic. The production's been fantastic. And for us not to talk about him as the easy number two choice, I think is nitpicking at this point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Trevor, I'm not an analyst. I'm just a pudgy zilch that likes sports. But I like Daniels. But the point that I'm making here is, if they say Drake May, I'm not going to be upset at all. Like, if Jaden Daniels didn't exist, I would say, yeah, Drake May's the easy number two. But be that as it may, the question is this. Why do you think, and maybe you haven't seen this, but why do you think there's so much venom about Drake May? That's the part that I haven't understood. Like, I just can't get over the electric playmaking of Daniels, and I love it so much, and I covet it, and sort of the rest will work itself out, I hope, with magical fairy dust. But there's this dismissal of Drake May that I don't understand. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's the part that confuses me, right? You liking Drake May a lot coming off of the Heisman Trophy winning season that he had, I mean, I'm not going to fault you for it. I mean, he was an unbelievable player this past year, and if you think that that is like what we saw with C.J. Stroud the year before, the baseline of what's to come, then yeah, it's hard to not be really very drawn to what he was able to do this past season. So I don't fault anybody necessarily. I don't agree. Again, I've got Drake at number two, but Jaden was so good, and there's so many different things that he could do. I can understand when we talk about the strengths and what's alluring about him. The negatives for May, man, I just, again, like, I feel like it's nitpicking. I really do. You know, some people, maybe it was just because the hype was too much, right? When we went into the year, maybe it was just the fact that we were talking up Drake May so much, and draft media got on him during the summer, and y'all, it's Caleb Williams, it's Drake May, it's one of these two. Maybe Drake May's even better than Caleb Williams. There was some debate about that for who was going to be QB1, and I wonder if maybe scouts have been watching these guys for a long time, but you know, the coaches, the general managers, they get to watch this past year of Drake May, and from what I heard, they just weren't that impressed. They said they didn't think that it was bad, they just weren't that impressed, and I find that hard to believe as well. I think that any sort of mechanics issues that you have with them, which I think are a little bit overblown, that's all correctable, right? I think that that's stuff that you can fix. And the only thing that I can really think it might be the case is he not a leadership dude? Like, is there a personality thing? But here's the thing. I've talked with Drake May. Like, I've interviewed Drake May. I did a feature story on him 2 years ago. Like, he seems like a dude who really wants to work hard, comes from an athletic family, a successful athletic family. I mean, his brother's success are pushing him as much as anything else. And it's just, I did not see it. I didn't see it at all when I got to talk to him myself. I've watched some videos of him, you know, breaking down his own tape. Josh Norris and Hayden Winks over at Underdog have a great video doing that. And he just seems, I don't know, he seems like he understands the game very well. So even that part eludes me of a tangible reason of why we are nitpicking him so much. And maybe so much is even overblown because it feels like he's a top 10 lock anyways. But getting back to the original point, I don't know why he is being judged more harshly than these other quarterbacks who have things to work on as well.
That's well said. Trevor Sikkema of PFF. So who's your third guy? Is that where Daniel slots in, or do you have a debate there?
Yeah, so I think it's a little bit of a debate. You know, I think that Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy are right there. To me, that they are very close. I think that's the conversation more so to me than Jaden or Drake at number two. I think of who's QB3 between J.J. McCarthy and Jaden Daniels is more of the conversation. And like I alluded to a little bit before, the styles are different, so it's almost just going to come down to me, a preference. You know, you've got both of these guys are mobile, but certainly Jaden Daniels is more of a dual threat than just a mobile quarterback. So you have that element going for him. But then on the other side for McCarthy has a lot of experience over the middle. When you look at quarterback heat maps, which you can see on the PFF draft guide, I mean, when you look at that intermediate middle of the field, which is just such a crucial place to put stress on a defense, 10 to 20 yards down the field between the numbers. It is red as a heat map for J.J. McCarthy. He likes going to that area. He likes attacking, especially with play action. He knows how to read it. He knows how to manipulate the linebackers. He's not afraid of those tight window throws. And again, that's just not the case with Jaden right now. I don't want to say that he can never be that way, but right now he does not have that in his wheelhouse when it comes to really pointing to tape that says, yes, you're going to be able to do that at the next level. Here's the other thing about Jaden. I think that he's got incredibly clean mechanics. In fact, I think he's got the best mechanics of any quarterback in this class. I really do. All the way from the feet to the follow through. It's beautiful. It is pinpoint. I think that those clean fundamentals help him maximize what is otherwise just an adequate arm when compared to other NFL quarterbacks. I think that we're romanticizing his arm strength and his arm talent a little bit here, because when I put his arm up against McCarthy's, up against Drake May's and Caleb Williams, to me, Daniel's arm talent is easily fourth out of those four quarterbacks. And so that's kind of where these debates kind of come from. The production's been unbelievable as a passer and a rusher for Daniels, certainly this past year. And he really learned to take care of the football well 2 years ago, and he's been able to continue that. And McCarthy is even better in 2023 than he was in 2022. He's a young quarterback. You think that the best days are ahead of him as well. So there's obviously pros and cons to both of these guys. Right now I do lean Jaden Daniels as my QB3. But that's the debate and the conversations that I've had as I've watched these guys.
Are Penix and Nick's first rounders?
Man, you're loading the tough one on me here with this. I don't think they should be. I think both of those guys should probably be early second round quarterbacks. I'm going to be honest. I have no idea if the NFL agrees or not, because I have heard people talk about Penix as a first round quarterback. I mean, you listen to how they talked about him on the combine broadcast when he was throwing at the combine, and it's no shade to those guys at all, because Penix was having a great day, but they're making it seem like he is going to be a first round pick. And then you talk to other people and you go, no, he just doesn't have the accuracy, doesn't have the natural ball placement. The injuries, I'm not really that worried about, but You know, some people talk about Penix as a third-round pick, so he's all over the place. And then Nix, it feels as though everybody kind of agrees on Nix. A little bit of what you see is what you get. Just a really solid overall quarterback. I am higher on him than most. He would be a candidate that I would love for a team that misses on a quarterback in the first round to trade back up into the back end of round one to go get. I'm very comfortable with Bo Nix in the back end of the first round, early part of the second round range. And then Penix, kind of that same thing. I'm right around second round with Michael Penix. So I will lean no, but there are a handful of teams that still need decent quarterback hope, I will call it, coming out of free agency. Maybe not as desperate as they were a week ago, but they still need that young quarterback hope. And so when that's the case, anything can happen.
Last one real quick, because I teased it, I would ask you this, and I want to pay that off. Justin Fields, where do you think he ends up?
Man, as the hours go by, it seems just more and more uncertain of where he is going to end up. I think one thing is clear. He's not going to go somewhere to be a starting quarterback. If he wins a starting quarterback job, okay, that's a different story. But he's not going to go somewhere to just be their starter. I look at maybe Seattle, you know, the back of Geno Smith. Geno Smith just restructured his contract. Maybe it's a situation where they're going to move on from him at least next year. You got Justin in the building, but then his contract obviously becomes tricky with his rookie contract coming up. Maybe New Orleans, but New Orleans then gets in a situation where they restructured Carr's deal. Carr seems to be their starting quarterback no matter what over the next 2 years. Do you want to bring Justin Fields in and have half the fan base call for him to start if Derek Carr starts the next year? Not so hot. So there's all that added pressure that you got to think about as well, bringing him in. But those are the two spots. And then, of course, I think New England is the big wild card. What do you do there? They've got the number three overall pick, don't have a really great quarterback option right now other than Jacoby Brissett. And so maybe that is another destination. So Seattle, New England, New Orleans, those are the three destinations that I feel like might be still on the board for him.
That's Trevor Sikkema. You can follow him at Tampa Bay Trey, where I would encourage you to post your hair care routine. People would like to know. Thank you, Trey.
Appreciate it, guys. Conditioner every night. Everybody out there, conditioner
every night.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank
Trevor Sikkema of PFF. Great information. As always, I want to get into some of his takes there at number two.
How about that?
I didn't realize he was such a big Drake May guy, and he's got J.J. McCarthy.
Ahead of Daniels.
Well, he had Daniels third, but creeping up on him and making it a conversation. He eventually said Daniels would be his third narrowly. But yeah, McCarthy, he thinks, is right there, and he says that's where the real debate should be. Let's get into that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.